Three Supports for Turning Towards Mystery by Martin Aylward. There are three primary supports for non-conceptual awareness. These three supports are obvious in many ways, and yet their simplicity belies their extraordinary depth. Over the last 30 years of my own practice, I've found that these three elements continuously reveal their potency and possibility. The first non-conceptual support is embodied presence. Embodied presence is a way of compensating for the tendency to be lost in abstraction. This practice requires us to listen from within, to listen not with our ears, not with our mind, but to listen with ourselves. While you're sitting here now, while you're reading and reflecting on this teaching, let yourself listen from within. With the whole of your sensory awareness, allow yourself to feel the sense of being here, how your feet touch the ground, the length of your spine. This means getting in touch with whatever tension patterns may have formed. We're often holding some kind of unconscious habitual tension patterns in our jaw, forehead, or shoulders. Embodied presence is a way of meeting our tensions physically, connecting the dots for the kind of attitudes, mental states, and emotional patterns that keep those tensions going, and then softening them. Embodied presence is an invitation to soften, settle, relax, and open up to what's here. When we're driven along by our habitual thinking patterns, we hold on to those tensions. A free body is a relaxed body, an open body. The foundation of all of our not knowing, of all our deeper, freer ways of knowing, is embodied presence. The second helpful support for non-conceptual awareness is building the capacity and willingness to continue letting go of the various ways our attention is seduced. It's normal for the mind to think. It's as normal for the mind to think as it is for the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Thinking is the mind's job, so it's going to continue producing thoughts. Let's not fight that. In moments when we notice that our attention has been seduced, we often get discouraged. Oh no, I've been distracted again. Or we think, oh, I've been distracted. I'm supposed to go back to being present, but maybe just in a minute, I'll kind of love this thought. When you see that your attention has gone off into abstraction, absorbed into some idea or image, drop the thought. Without judgment, blame, or drama, simply drop it. Then it becomes more possible and fluid to return to embodied presence. Awareness is way more potent, luminous, and immediate than all our mental prevarications. So when you find yourself caught up in a thought, notice it, and in the noticing, unhook, unhook, unhook. The more you unhook from your familiar modes of thinking, the more you give yourself the chance to land in the unfamiliar mode of not knowing. The third important support for non-conceptual awareness is the willingness to not know, the willingness to put aside the familiar, the willingness to meet each experience anew. For example, we've been talking about listening from within, sensing the contact of our legs on the ground, and noticing tension patterns that arise. We can easily filter those experiences through a regular habitual discourse. These are my legs, these are my shoulders, here's some tension, I should let it go. That familiar narration may be running in the background anyway, that's fine, but what if you didn't rely on the description of arms and legs, hot and cold, comfortable or uncomfortable? Instead, you can just come into the fizzing of all this, this mysteriousness. What is here right now isn't arms and legs and torso. What's here right now is this aliveness. My usual ideas will tell me what my body is, where my body is, and how my body is. But this kind of unfamiliar contact, this non-conceptual contact, will show me the constant flickering of experience. My ideas will tell me where my body ends and where the world begins, but this willingness to meet experience in an unfamiliar mode tells me that experience is ageless. In the same way that sensations, what I call inner experience, happen here in awareness, so do sounds or outer experience. This third support for non-conceptual presence is about letting experience be here in awareness. It's about letting awareness be the primary ground, reference point, and container for experience. And all the rest, inner or outer, pleasant or unpleasant, good or bad, meditatively suitable or meditatively unacceptable, all of that can just be left aside. Through this practice, we give ourselves a chance to taste the unfamiliar, to taste experience anew. In that newness, we find more depth, more dimensionality, more insight, and a greater capacity to meet what happens fully and freely. And so, our practice deepens. By Martin Aylward.